I'm in the old studio. Okay. I'm in the studio, and I look at the sea, which I see through the window. In the glass, there's the reflection of you, your back as you paint a canvas. It's a bit like that Vermeer. The window's reflecting you, but we see through you to the sea. So you're... yes, ghostly. The picture's a view through the window then, but also through the reflection of you, you painting. I'm there too. I'm not painting. I'm just staring out. Out to here. To the cliff top and the sea. Nearish in. There's a place in the sea. And that's light. Empty. Mike. Mike! Are you hearing? Mike, for God's sake, contact me!
Eileen O'Brien as Jean, in a play by Stephen Malatrat. Still Life Painting.
She's out there again.
She looks like a painting herself.
My God, it's a Bergman film.
Or Streep in French Lieutenant's Woman. Where's her kid?
Her kid is school age.
It's Saturday.
Beachcombing? Do you suppose at the moment she first looked down, do you suppose when she saw him, she knew it was him?
It's a hell of a long drop.
Ah, would she know him by some commonplace item of clothing, thrown into ghastly significance? A scarlet tie that snaked from his throat like lifeblood. The tie she'd knitted on the very needles he'd carved for their betrothal.
You're a disgrace.
What was his name again?
Croucher.
God, yes. That headland to be known to posterity as Crouch's Leap.
Do you want another?
They're watching me. Strange that other people own the house now. Strange to see them in the studio. Our studio. I'm going to need it. I swore I'd never go back, Mike, didn't I? But if I'm doing this picture, I'm going to have to. If they'll let me. Emmy'll be pleased anyway. She's out riding this morning. You said I'd never paint alone. Why? Didn't you want me to? Of course you did, Mike. Of course you did. Just because we worked together didn't mean we couldn't work alone. You said, you always said...
Don't do it!
What?
I said don't do... Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, look, that's appalling. How tactless can you get?
Don't worry. What are you doing creeping along up here?
Well, you know, creeping along.
I'm used to seeing you in the library. You look out of place here.
Well, since redundancy, I'm out of place everywhere.
Oh, no.
Afraid so.
You mean you won't be there to stamp my book?
Alas.
Well, I'm sorry. I think it's a shame.
I saw your Emmy on a pony.
She'll be wanting one of her own next. Do you have kids?
God, no. Well, don't have anything. Garden, spin dryer, hell of a responsibility. This used to be your land here, didn't it?
Well, this stretch, the cliff top, is common. Ours, theirs, starts beyond the path. They were looking out of the studio window just now.
What made you sell?
I couldn't stay on after Mike died. There's a lot of him in that house.
I suppose so.
And out here, actually. Do you feel it?
Well, no, but...
Whoops, look out, Jeannie. Here we go.
No, I mean, it's understandable. Well, you're bound to feel that, you know? They had a lot of presence, power. Remarkable man.
I know.
Sort of public property, wasn't he? Everybody knew him.
Yes.
Nobody knew you.
No?
A lot of people wanted to, mind. No, that's true.
I want to use the studio again. I wonder if they'll let me.
Thought you wanted to get away from it.
I need it. There's a painting I've got to do. You mind if I walk back with you?
I'd be delighted.
I mean, there's things like the video and the CD, but it doesn't matter about them. They're insured. But I hate anything I'd like to go. As soon as it gets about that we're only here at weekends, anything could happen, Martin. I mean, these country people, you know, some of them are pretty weird. Straw dogs, there's nothing on it.
Thank you.
And the milkman. He knows to deliver only at weekends. Can one trust milkman?
The eternal debate. I trust him with my video, but would I trust him with my wife?
Ho-ho, a dentist joke. But imagine arriving for a peaceful weekend. Imagine inviting people and the place was turned over.
What do you suggest, Annette, her caretaker?
Oh, God.
Or should I give up the practice?
Oh, yes, give it up. Coffee too strong?
Perfect. My practice, of course, being of small consequence alongside your high-powered and desperately exciting career.
Please, Martin, don't. I want to discuss it, that's all. It worries me.
You knew all that when we bought the place.
I know. It still worries me.
I'll go to the estate agents Monday. He can put it back on the market.
Oh, can't we even discuss
it? What is there to discuss? You don't like it being empty. During the week, it has to be empty. We put it back on the market.
Do you like this house?
Since when have my feelings been of consequence?
Do you or do you not wish to keep this house?
Yes, I wish to keep it.
Then shut up about estate agents.
I thought I was being constructive.
That studio would make someone a marvellous bedsit.
Much as you left it, no? Mm. You'll need beds, of course.
No, no. We'll stick a mattress down. And share a mattress, can't we, Emmy?
Yeah.
Memories? This is where he did his painting, your husband.
We worked together. You don't realise how good a place is till you've left, do you? Perfect studio. That hook's where he kept the herring gull, Emmy.
Yeah.
Ah, no kicking walls.
Emmy, it was a first-year herring gull. Poor wretched thing. Had a damaged wing. Mike found it and brought it back. Kept it tethered by a piece of cable to that hook there. Long after it had got better. It used to pull on that tether as if to rip its leg off. Kept on pecking. And half the time would miss and stab its foot. You'd hear it night time through the walls. Stabbing away in the dark. Terrifying.
Wasn't that rather cruel?
Terrifying.
Wasn't it?
Hmm?
I was wondering if it wasn't rather cruel.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Did you let it go?
In the end. He wanted to tame it. No way, it was so fierce. Fiercest creature I've ever known.
Didn't frighten me.
Beads for eyes and a beak like cold black steel.
Orange for you, Emmy. And help yourself to biscuits. Jean.
Thanks.
Yours is there, Martin. I hope that's as you like it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't often drink gin.
Oh, to be able to say that oneself. Yes, this room is a problem for us, I don't mind saying. I can see it must have been marvellous for your husband. The artist's studio, so light and spacious.
You should have let it go. Just let it go.
But not being artistic, it's hard to imagine a use for it.
I might take up photography and use it as a dark room.
Foul thing it was.
Did Mike survive as an artist, or did he work as well?
Oh, no, we only painted.
Ah.
You made a living then? Well, obviously. I think we'd assumed, Annette, didn't we, that it was more of a hobby, both of you.
Hobby? Life and death it was.
Sorry. You don't mind,
talking about him? No. Fine.
I'm sure that's best.
Yes.
Do take a biscuit, Emmy. Won't it be strange for you, living in a room that was so intensely his?
Mine too. We worked together.
Ah, yes.
It won't be strange, will it, Emmy? Be better than the cottage. Emmy doesn't like the cottage.
Why don't you like your cottage, Emmy?
It's too pretty.
It can't be too pretty.
How do you know?
No, it can't be too pretty. Nowhere's too pretty.
It really is a remarkable view. Straight over the headland. Is it true there's wild horses?
No, they're all owned by someone. It's mostly common. Free grazing, you see.
Very sensible.
They're all wild runs. You just never see them.
Then how do you know?
Quite.
I've seen them.
You just said you didn't.
I said you don't see them. They don't come down this way.
Why not?
Would you if you were wild?
She has a point.
What do they look like? Purest white, with white flowing manes warmed to gold by the dawning sun.
They're squat, fat and blotchy, and the big one's lost an eye.
Now, there's just this ring in here now, Jean. Do you think you'll manage with it?
Oh, it does fine.
And that's only weekends, of course. During the week, you have absolute run of the kitchen. In fact, the house, as if it was yours. As if it was still yours.
Thanks. Thanks, I said. Thanks ever so much. As if it was them I should thank. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, darling.
We can assume they had money. Independent means. Artists don't make the sort of money this place needs.
Daddy was rich, do you suppose?
Who's Daddy?
His. She doesn't seem moneyed somehow.
What time do you start tomorrow?
Early. Hey, ho.
What?
Another week without.
Without what?
Well, you, I suppose.
Get yourself a new receptionist.
Oh, thanks.
Mike, something that worries me. Sometimes I'd feel bad about asking for things. I mean, things for myself. To have time for myself. It was my guilt, of course. Like you said, we're brought up with guilt in that faith. But sometimes I confused my guilt with you because I felt bad asking from you. I'd feel sometimes you didn't want to give. And I know that wasn't true. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. Can you forgive me?
That woman's a desperate creature. Her eggs were so emphatically in the one basket, dependency absolute. Not only financial, but emotional too. And suddenly, he's gone. All means of support gone. Well, I suppose she's comfortable, but... Well, she must be. She sold this place for enough. Well, there she is, stranded with her weird kid.
Relict.
Now she's back already, unable to cut the cord. I mean, thank God for her, it's eased my mind. But what's she doing? Building some sort of shrine? What's this painting she must do?
Purging the memory?
I suspect
she's wanting to take over where he jumped off, creatively speaking.
What I value about our relationship, Martin, is the freedom we allow each other.
That's what you value.
I mean, there's no way, should you drop dead, well, it sounds callous, I know, but that I'd suffer what she's going through. I mean, and been going through for months, this clutching despair. I have far too many interests.
Quite.
Well, it's true. And so have you. It wouldn't be in my nature or power to mourn obsessively.
Good for you.
Oh, well. Bedtime. That's better.
What are you up to this week?
Oh, very dull. Going round the branches with John Cox.
John Cox. And does he?
Does he what?
Doesn't matter.
Oh. A dentist's joke. Ha ha.
They're gone, Mum. They're gone.
Well, hey. Yeah, I hope you've not been snooping.
They've left a note. Monday, crack of dawn and we've dashed off. No rest for we wicked. Have a lovely week and help yourself to absolutely anything. The house is yours. Again. Annette. P.S. In emergency, Martin's number's on the pad by the phone. They're ever so clean.
Clean?
Everywhere's clean. Not like it used to be.
Probably because you don't live here now.
Thanks. If I don't come straight home, will it be cross?
Where are you going?
Dunno. Killing jellyfish.
Well, don't be after five. I'll worry.
Bye.
Bye, love. Now. Oh, perfect. So, I'm here. Studio. I look out at the sea. Calm sea. Mist. Through the glass. And yet, in the glass itself, reflected, there's... Oh, my God! Oh, God! Oh, Mike! For a moment, I thought... Oh, what the hell did I see? I thought I saw you reflected in... God, don't do that. In the glass, there's the reflection of you. Your back, as you paint a canvas. The window reflects you. We see through you to the sea. The word is ghostly. And then there's me, not painting, staring out at the cliff top and the sea. Already it's changing, though. I can't have that daft place in the sea. The sea's implacable, commonplace. And the sky is more, deeper, infinite. Yes. But where are you? I can't find you. The sea or the sky? Where are you now?
You don't waste any time.
What?
It was only Saturday you were saying you wanted to get back here. 2 days later, you're in.
One day. We moved back yesterday.
I'd heard.
Who told you?
You transferred your milk.
Impossible, isn't it?
So you're renting?
No. They're worried about burglars or vandals.
Aren't you?
No.
Quite right.
Just came out for a break. Saw you walking along.
Yep, that's me.
I'm not asking you in, though, Bob. I'm working.
Oh, that's fine. I don't want to shatter the muse or whatever it is you artists have. I'm just walking.
What a nice life.
Now, there is something to be said for redundancy. Not a lot, but I suppose it beats working. Now, this picture you're doing, is it a... Oh, what do you call it? A commission work?
No, purely for me. I suppose, really, it's my tribute to Mike.
In the style of, so to speak.
Well, that's inevitable, isn't it? We work together.
You've got a lot to live up to, then, eh?
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, his paintings. Pretty good, some of them, weren't they?
But they weren't his paintings. They were our paintings.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but... What? Really, both of you?
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's what it says in your brochure, isn't it?
Well, it's true.
So you mean you actually did work on the same picture together?
Of course. I thought people knew that.
Well, yes, they do, but... Well, you mean he wasn't sort of, Oh, how to put it? More of the artist than you.
Hey, come on.
No, yeah, sorry.
That's awful.
Yeah, isn't it? I just assumed...
That I primed his canvas and mixed his paints.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, he was so big, I suppose, wasn't he? Sort of flamboyant, colourful. Like an artist. Like you imagine an artist.
There were times he wasn't colourful.
Well, like everybody. Sexist to me, then, eh?
Does everybody think that?
I don't know. I suppose they don't talk about you that much. Well, they do, but... Well, you don't really look like an artist, do you?
I should do. I am one. How am I supposed to take that?
Oh, as a compliment. You know what else? Whenever there's anything about you, like that telly programme and the colour supplements, well, it's always Mike, isn't it? It was always Mike did all the talking.
Well, that was Mike, wasn't it?
That's right. So, it really was a shared thing. A sort of joint creativity.
Oh, I hate phrases like that. We work together.
So, 50-50?
I suppose if the truth's known. No. Yes, 50-50.
That telly programme, you had Emmy on your knee. He did all the painting and stuff.
Because I had Emmy on my knee.
Point taken.
Oh, I don't know where you are. I don't like your back reflected like this painting. I don't know why. It's too still, too dead. You've got to be alive. Wherever you are, it's got to be alive. Perhaps it's your face looking out. And my back painting. I said today to that Bob bloke, this was a tribute to you. Your beautiful face. Perhaps you're laughing out at the sea. Get it. I need a photo. Can you believe that? I can't get your face. Mike, do you hear? I can't get your face. Photos are back at the cottage. Oh, you're back soon.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I was well into it there. What time is it?
Dunno. Went down to the beach after school.
Eating jellyfish?
Have a biscuit.
Of course. Anyone go with you?
No. Samantha.
You could have asked her back.
Why?
It'd be nice for you.
Didn't want her back.
Is she your best friend now?
No.
Who is?
No one.
Oh, excuse me.
What's got too much money and drops from a great height?
Give up.
Mike Croucher.
God, Amy. Said that.
It's a joke at school.
I'll make us a meal. She isn't that callous. She really isn't. She loved you. You were God to her. How could she say that as a joke? What's happening at school? Is she being taunted? A joke like that must hurt her, must hurt her, must be her defence. She can steel herself against the hurt of it, by telling me. I ought to take her away from that school. Educate her myself. It's just selfishness I don't. Give her all of me, that's what she needs, what she has a right to expect. At least take her on holiday for a few weeks. She's never had a holiday since you died. I'll do that. Go tomorrow. Get her out of that place. Give her my total self. That's all she needs. My complete self. It's not too much to ask of your own mother, for God's sake. I'll go to the school in the morning. Tell them I'm taking her away. Forget the painting. It's just indulgence. Indulge her for a change. What harm will a few weeks off lessons do?
No sugar.
Well, you can manage to put your own sugar in, Emmy, surely.
Okay, if you can't be bothered.
Anyway, last night, love, I was thinking. How'd you like to go away?
Where?
Wherever. Somewhere hot.
Wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I was thinking. When I finish this painting, I mean, it shouldn't take long. Perhaps 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
Did you?
We break up in 3 weeks anyway.
Well, that'd be perfect then.
I like being here in the holidays. Thought you meant get off school.
Do you hate school, Emmy?
It's boring.
Tell me, love, is anybody... Are they ganging up on you at school?
Ganging up?
Tell me.
C- course they're not.
Kids can be so cruel, Emmy.
They're okay.
Sometimes, when they feel somebody's different, they'll go out of their way to try and hurt that person. When all they're doing really is showing their fear of them, showing that they think they're pretty good, really. Are they ganging up?
Of course not.
So why do you want to get off school?
It's boring, that's all. Why can't we go now?
You need your lessons, Emmy. I suppose I have to feel guilty. Whatever I do, I have to feel guilty. If I want a life of my own, I have to feel guilty. You said I expect too much of myself. There's no such thing as the perfect mother, you said. Just let it go. Children are ruthless. You have to be ruthless yourself or you cease to exist. You have to demand for yourself. But she doesn't. She doesn't demand anything. The only ruthless child in this family was...
Oh, forget it. Mike, I'll finish your picture and we'll go. She'll love it. Go somewhere really good. Spend some money. I still can't see where you are, though.
Somewhere in this picture is the perfect place for you. The essential place. I've got to find it. Fix it. Is that what I tried while you lived? To pin you down? Fix you down? God, Mike, I hope not. Me in you and you in me. That's what you believed, of course. You had those phrases about united souls and marriages of the mind. I hated those phrases. We worked well together, that's all. And that's greater. That's surely greater. But if I was painting for you, I'd paint a sort of hybrid creature with a face that's a sort of soggy blend of you and me. Bearded lady. But I'm not painting for you.
Hey, do you realise? I'm not painting for you.
Through the window is the sea. In the window, reflected, there's you, taunting, jeering out. And me behind, all wife and work. Except my work is painting. And at the side of the window, in the wall, is that all.
Hi!
Oh, God, you startled me!
When's tea?
Oh, sorry, love, I haven't thought about it. No friends tonight.
Amy Reeves tried to walk with me, but I said her to go home.
Why?
Didn't want her.
Friends are important, you know, Emmy.
Can I have a biscuit?
Yes.
There's a cat stray on the lane. I keep seeing it. It's weird. Stares at you as if it could eat you.
Emmy, come sit by me. Emmy, love. I want you to find friends. You're so different to how you were before Daddy died. When someone close dies, love, it's a terrible, terrible shock. And it needs strength. It needs real strength to have to force yourself sometimes to get to normal again. You used to have lots of friends. You'd never come home alone.
Well, Daddy always brought me.
And friends, though, Emmy. Not just Daddy.
It was Daddy usually asked them.
Well, you liked that, didn't you?
Sometimes. Sometimes I didn't. I never wanted Amy Reeves anyway. He always asked her.
Yes, but you never bring anyone now.
I like it just with you.
You miss him dreadfully, don't you?
You miss him, don't you, Mummy?
Yes.
I miss him. It needs strength, Mummy. I like it, just you and me.
Oh, love.
The sea's obscured. Slightly obscured by the glass. You and me are reflections. Visible, yet transparent. Ghosts. The one thing that's immediate is that hook.
God, that hook.
That gull's nearly as much with me as you are. Do I put in the gull? Tethered, ferocious, bleeding. No, it makes it a nightmare picture, and I don't want that. And there's not three of us in the picture. It's just you and me. There's not even Emmy. I'm not having a bloody gull. But I'll keep the hook. It's a good shape. What is it about this hook?
Mummy?
Emmy, love, have I disturbed you?
Why have you got the lamp like that?
I'm sorry. I thought you were asleep.
You know that man, that Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like him?
I don't know. Not specially. I suppose I quite do. Why?
I don't want him to come on holiday.
Emmy?
I don't want him. I don't want him.
What's brought this on?
He's horrible. I don't want him.
What's he done?
He's just horrible.
Tell me.
I don't want him to come on holiday.
Emmy, I wouldn't think of it. I wouldn't dream of it. Has something happened? What's he done?
Nothing.
Well, what then? Were you dreaming?
He's just another man to tell you what to do.
Who tells me what to do? Nobody tells me what to do.
Daddy.
Daddy?
He used to. He told everyone.
Ah, but did they do it? You silly thing. Why ever should I ask him on holiday?
Will you lie with me?
Of course. So, you were thinking about holidays.
Wish we could go during school.
I know, but I won't relax till I finish the picture, love, honest. Where'd you like to go?
Dunno.
Know what I'd like?
Where?
Egypt. See the pyramids.
Oh, yeah, I want to see crocodiles.
And Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
And the desert.
Camels.
Palm trees, oases.
Yeah.
You coming then?
When?
Soon.
Yeah.
You need a drink?
No. Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss Daddy that much.
Bob said how colourful you were. Why can't I remember your face? That's what they say. The face is the first thing that goes, but with us... I could catch your face as it was when you told me you'd got us the Spendler Commission. Like a little boy to his mum you were, all pride and smiles. That's how I'd like to get you. You were good at getting commissions. Good talker. All a little boy's sham. I don't know if I'd like your face like that anyway. Full frontal like that. You're too big. Too obvious. In the wall is the hook. Beyond the hook is the window. Where are you? Where am I?
I told Mrs. Bragg we were going to Egypt. She told us all about it. Did you know the pyramids are really graves?
Well, tombs.
Boring. I thought they were palaces.
Oh, they are sort of palaces.
Dead men's palaces.
What else did Mrs. Bragg say?
She said it was hot.
Well, it could be cool inside.
Inside where?
Inside the pyramids.
Who wants to go inside?
No point going if you don't go inside.
Who wants to go to graves?
They're not just graves, Emmy. They're beautiful. They were built with gold and turquoise and amazing things.
Full of bones and dead men.
Don't you want to go then?
I want to see crocodiles.
You see the crocodiles, I'll see the pyramids.
Can we take time off school then?
No. What's happening at school, Emmy? Tell me honestly.
What?
That joke about Daddy Love. That was horrible.
Only a joke?
Are people getting at you?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course. Just a joke.
Funny joke.
It's not. It's like
What's pink and pudgy 1 minute and red and runny the next?
What?
A baby in a liquidiser.
God, let's have tea.
Are you still only sketching?
Yeah.
How long before you start?
I don't know. I can't find where Daddy should be.
Is Daddy in it?
Oh, yes. It's all about Daddy.
Stick him in the sea, then.
He was very alive and very exciting, Emmy, love. All his energy. Somewhere in the picture is him as I remember him, and somewhere he's as I sense him now. I don't know. It's holding me up at the moment. I can't find where.
Put him there.
That hook. That's where the gull was.
Put him there.
Eat your tea. Remember when he painted your bike? Well, you won't. But it was Joe's old one. And he cleaned it and polished it and painted it scarlet. That was your colour then.
It was too big for me.
Not for long. You soon grew into it.
He made me ride it when I couldn't. I remember that.
You grew to love it.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
He loved seeing you on the bike.
It was too big, though.
Is this light too much? Will you be able to sleep?
Mummy?
Hmm?
There was one night I got up in the night because I heard you, and I came down and listened because I hated the noise.
What was this?
It was that gypsy painting time.
God, Emmy, don't.
I couldn't help it.
Oh, God, I didn't know you'd heard.
It was so loud.
Oh, God.
Why did you stop him painting?
I didn't stop him painting.
He said you did.
I never ever did one thing to stop him painting. Never ever. God, Emmy, you must believe, you must.
He said, you stop me painting, so I'll stop you painting.
No.
He said.
It's not true. It is not true. He stopped. He stopped. He just gave up. Please, Emmy, please believe me. It's not true.
What happened to that gypsy painting?
Mike ripped it up, then burned it.
Why?
He didn't like me doing things on my own, painting on my own. But it was just that once. He never did it again. He wanted us to always work together, you see. He wanted us to only be together in everything we did. Working together.
Why?
I don't know. Because he loved me. Because we worked so well together. And he didn't want anything to. I don't really understand, Emmy. Because we loved each other.
Will you lie with me?
It's ludicrous it should be you painting. It's years since you painted except for the cameras. God, blasphemy. Mike. Why did you stop? Just because I was going well didn't mean you couldn't. No one stopped you. I didn't stop you. God, Mike. How could I have given you more? There's Emmy takes half of me. More! And there's you asking for the whole of what's left. But I have to work, Mike. I have to work or I'll go mad. And that was the deal, for God's sake. We were a partnership, and we could work inside the partnership, and we could work outside. God, Mike, that's perfect. That has to be perfect. And I mean, we got known as a partnership. So proud of that I was. We both were. So unusual. And it was. It was a partnership. You were there working, much as me then.
More, because Emmy took more time. How could you leave Emmy? How could you lose her? How could you do it to her? All that about the fusion of minds, the fusion of souls, that's need, Mike. That's not love. Fear, desperation. It could never be fusion. Just possession. You of me. The hook. It's more intrusive. Come further in. There's a piece of electric cable attached. You didn't love Emmy. It's simple. You didn't love. There's no you reflected in my past. Just the hook. The indifferent ocean. And me. Unmoved. Less responsive now to your demands. Oh, I'm sorry, pet. Did I wake you?
Come back to me.
Of course, love. A dream. It's Mike's dead body, right? And he's headless. And there's an eel, and it's gone in through his neck. And you can see its tail wriggling out.
God.
And then its head is out. So its head's Mike's head. Fixes me a stare. And comes for me. Wants me, absorb me, eat me.
What does it get you?
It gets to my throat. This eel's head. And I scream. And that's it. Didn't scream for real, thank God. I didn't wake Emmy.
That's horrific. Is it Freud or something?
What, you mean snakes going in bodies and all that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not sex. It's something... something else. It's good to talk anyway.
I wish I could help somehow.
You do? By listening.
Good. Well, how's the picture anyway?
Still working it out, you know. Okay.
Sounds a bit like an affair.
Well, exactly.
And Emmy?
She's doing okay. I think. I hope. She seems to be getting nearer all the time, though, you know.
Nearer?
Nearer. Closer. I don't know. Needing me more or something. But happy. I think she's happy. She likes it here. But I can't get off that mattress at night without her waking. Come back, Mummy. Lie with me.
Is that hard?
Well, it's okay. I might take her away.
Oh?
Maybe Egypt.
Nice. I've been thinking about you.
Oh, my God, what's this?
No, I just thought sometime you might like to come out and eat or go into town or something. Have a break.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yes.
What do you think?
I probably would, yes. When?
Oh, whenever.
But I couldn't leave Emmy. It would have to be daytime.
Fine. Okay, well, I'll do something about it.
See you then.
Okay. See you, Jane.
Egypt, where the dead men live. I'm not painting for you, but it's still a painting of you. It's still you. You, you, you. Eternally you. You daytime, Emmy nighttime. What's changed? Nothing's changed. You jump over a cliff, nothing changes. It's exactly the relationship we've always had. Me tearing round, trying to get you right, hey? Never succeeding. What drops from a great height and stays right where it was? Through the window is the sea. Reflected in the window is me. My back, painting. The tether round my ankle is of electric cable, and it leads to the hook.
I'm never going to get married. Never, ever. We'll stay together forever, and when you get old, I'll look after you. We'll stay in this room forever, Mummy. Okay?
Forever's a long time in this room.
No, and we can go for walks. Go for holidays.
What about your friends?
What about them?
What's so wonderful about this room?
I like it.
You've your own room in the cottage.
I hate the cottage.
We'll have to go back, Emmy, love. We can't stay here forever.
Why? They're letters. They want us. I'll stay off school, show you the horses. And Christmas, we'll have a tree in here, okay? And we'll let that cat in for the day, but kick him out after. Okay? Okay, Mum.
What's wrong with the cottage?
It's horrible.
But you've your own room there.
Who wants their own room? Lie with me, please.
With the eel's head, my throat, and eating. Oh, God. And I try to scream, but there's no sound because you're through my vocal cords. Is it death? But there's the herring gull in rage, and suddenly it's got you through your neck, and it drags you huge out of my throat, and it's out, away, up from the cliff, out over the sea, and I watch, and there's no pain, no pain at all. And in the distance, as I watch, in the distance, in the great bland emptiness of ocean, the gull lets go. And then there's nothing. A ripple on the sea, a moment, then you're gone. Through the window is grey. Nothing but grey. Just, oh, I don't know, fog or something. Maybe sea or sky, who cares? Reflected in the window, central, is your face, big like a Humpty Dumpty. Tiny arms, and in each hand, a tether of electric cable. But they tether nothing, just dangle in the air. And the look on your face is impotence and fear. Frightened, empty boy.
I'll be at the cottage this evening, love, so come there, not here, okay?
Oh, why?
We're moving back.
What? Why?
We're just moving back. I've finished here. I don't want to be here.
No. No, 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 no.
Emmy, I'm having no fuss, no argument. We're finished here. I'll see you at the cottage tonight. That's it.
Mummy,
Emmy, don't argue. Just don't argue. Don't argue, Emmy. Come here. I love you. Work hard at school now. Goodbye, love. I love you.
Bye.
We can't go on meeting like this.
Hello, Bob.
How's it going?
It's finished.
Well, that was quick. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's not it, is it?
No. No, this is just a sketch.
Oh, good. Don't understand art, to be honest. Wouldn't have known what to say if it was. Anyway, look, next Wednesday.
What?
Come for lunch.
Would you do me a favour, Bob?
Of course.
Two favours. One, don't take offence. Two, leave me alone.
Oh.
I like you, Bob. I think you're probably really nice. But at the moment, I don't need you. Do you see? I don't need anybody.
I see.
Do you?
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. So, so long, Jean.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
Bye.
Listen, if you ever do need anyone...
I'll remember. Your trouble, Mike. You gave up living.
Not here.
Oh, very tidy, aren't they?
Well, they appear to have gone.
They do, don't they? Well, that's nice. Perhaps just for the weekend, back Monday, I suppose. Anyway, Martin, there I was, sitting in their boardroom, I suppose it was, and there's this lovely painting, huge, sort of a chemical plant rising out of a cornfield with poppies, beautiful colours. And I said, how lovely, who's that by? Guess.
Rembrandt?
Caswell and Croucher, which of course rang a bell, so I said, who? And they said, you must have heard of them, so I said, of course. And then, of course, it clicked.
What did?
Jean Caswell and Mike Croucher.
Oh, good gracious.
I've been into it, Martin. It turns out, and you won't believe it, but Caswell and Croucher, as they call themselves, they, her, are one of the most, what, chic painters going. I mean, after your Hockneys and so on. I mean, I was staggered.
Wow.
They've had teleprograms about them, colour supplements.
Good Lord. Well, that explains this place.
So I just dropped, of course. Yes, yeah, she's looking after our house for us. I didn't get the contract, but it was worth it.
Well.
I don't know how we hadn't heard of them. We read the arts pages. They're terribly famous.
Just one of those blank spots, I suppose. Everybody has them.
We must get some people down to meet her. Oh, what about the Beaumonts? They'd be livid.
The Beaumonts?
Well, you suggest some of your friends, then.
My friends? Oh, my friends are terribly dull.
Don't start all that, Martin. I haven't seen you for a week.
Lucky you.
Meaning what?
Meaning what? John Cox? Ted Beaumont?
What's brought this on?
You tell me.
If you're suggesting I've been unfaithful, then I can assure you, Martin, I haven't touched another man all week. Oh, that's not true. I've shaken hands with a lot and pecked a few cheeks, but further than that I have not gone, nor have I had any desire to.
How restrained.
Oh, shit, Martin, what's the matter? Don't start all this...
All this?
Rigmarole and nonsense. What's the problem? Tell me what's wrong.
Then quick as a flash, you'll solve it.
Well, I'll try. At least I'll try.
With a wave of the magic
if
wand.
If only for the sake of a reasonably pleasant weekend.
And Monday morning, you'll whisk off back to London, back to your high-powered and desperately exciting little job.
I see.
And I'll go and drill teeth for another bloody sickening week. I never see you.
Every weekend, Martin. That's my commitment.
It just seems pointless. What is the point in a marriage where we never see each other? You see more of John Cox than you do of
John
me.
John Cox is nothing, nobody.
Who or what am I?
You're a very valuable person. You give me my freedom. That's vital, Martin. I have to function on my own. Oh, it's difficult for you. I know it's difficult. But you've got to be strong. Take it and... help and share. That's love, Martin. That's what love is. It's helping your partner, not holding them back. There's not many men could do what you do. Believe me. You support me. Really.
Really?
Really, Martin. Really.
Thanks.
I'm going for a gin.
Enjoy.
Come on, Martin, don't spoil it.
No, I'm not. I will.
I'll see you through there.
Right. See you. Be strong and take it, Martin. That's love. That's what love is. Be strong. Be strong.